A recent article in The Economist caught my attention, and I wanted to share its message with you. The article is titled, "Most Stock Market Returns Come from a Tiny Fraction of Shares." And its message is simple. Don't go chasing hot stocks. Instead, stick to your financial plan, and your portfolio will do just fine. Let me walk you through the reasoning. The article first talks about FANG stocks. That's an acronym, F-A-A-N-G, and it's based on the first letters of Facebook, Amazon, Apple, Netflix, and Google. These tech giants have been on fire since March of 2009, and they have powered the bulk of the Nasdaq's gains over the past 9 years of this amazing bull market. Historical data show dominance of a handful of stocks. A paper by Hendrik Bessembinder of Arizona State University corroborates this. It shows that since 1926, most stock market returns in America have come from a tiny fraction of shares. For example, just five stocks, Apple, ExxonMobil, Microsoft, GE, and IBM, accounted for a tenth of all the wealth created for shareholders between 1926 and 2016. The top 50 stocks accounted for two-fifths of the total. Here's how it works. Imagine there's an equal chance that a stock will rise or fall by 50% each year. A $100 stock that goes up 50% in a year would be worth $150. If it falls, then, by 50% in year two, it's worth $75. That's 150, and it's 50% of 150, or half, is $75. In contrast, a lucky stock that rises by 50% in two successive years is worth $225. After many rounds or many years, most stocks lose money, but a few stocks make an awful lot of it. Does this consistent increase in stock value year after year remind you of one of my pet phrases? Yes, it does. It's the magic of compounding, which can grow wealth phenomenally. So, stocks such as Apple, ExxonMobil, Microsoft, GE, and IBM increased year after year and went on to drive wealth creation. And get this, more than half of the 25,000 or so stocks listed in America over the past 90 years proved to be worse investments than treasury bills. Imagine that. Half of all listed stocks delivered returns that were less than returns from highly safe investments in U.S. treasuries. So here's something that vindicates holding treasury bonds as part of a well-diversified portfolio. The article speaks of a tug of war in the market. On the one hand, you have bullish investors who want to jump on the FANG bandwagon, eyes closed no matter how high the valuations stand today. This camp believes that FANG stocks are about where our future is headed. Hence, owning FANG makes far more sense than chasing stodgy stocks in dying industries. On the other hand, you have people who shun the mania of acronym-laden, overhyped Wall Street darlings such as the FANG stocks, and these high-minded investors would rather stand apart from the herd. I, for one, don't side with either of these extreme views. As I've been saying on my Intelligent Investor series, investors must look for shares that offer margin of safety and future upside. I do not believe one should shun FANG stocks simply because they're all the rage. I also do not believe one should buy FANG stocks without analyzing their margin of safety and fundamentals-based future growth potential. I believe it's important to buy shares that fit your long-term investment goals, be they one or all of the FANGs, or a completely different basket altogether. So to wrap up, here's the bottom line. There's no guarantee that today's winners, the FANGs, will still be the winners tomorrow. As Ben Graham believed, if you overpay for a stream of earnings, however good the company is, you cannot hope to make money from investing. So, make sure you analyze FANG or other hyped-up stocks before you add them to your portfolio. If you're like most investors, you won't really be able to predict the next Google or Amazon or be able to time the market perfectly. So my advice to you is hold a broad index of stocks as a combination of index funds and high-quality stocks, and add bonds and cash as a part of your overall diversification strategy. This middle-of-the-road approach might appear to lack personality, yet it is the right approach to create long-term wealth through investments.